So sit up straight. Lower your eyes. If you can keep them a little bit open, it's good. If they close naturally, that's okay. But if you find that you're getting drowsy, then, make sure they're just a little bit open, but not really looking at anything. So begin by feeling yourself sitting here on the cushion. Be aware of your rear on the cushion, your legs against the ground. Be aware of being in this room, being inside your body, so to speak. And we'll begin with the body scan to relax our body. So be aware of the sensation in your legs and your feet. And if there's any tension there, then let that relax. And then be aware of the sensation in your lower abdomen and your belly. If there's tightness there, then let that go. So some people store tension in their belly, their stomach's kind of knotted up. If you're one of those people, just try and let that tension go from your belly. And then be aware of the sensations in your chest and back, arms and shoulders. If there's tension, then let that relax. So some people hold their shoulders very tightly and store tension there. If that's you, just let your shoulders drop. Not slouching, but just let the tension out of your shoulders. Then be aware of the sensations in your neck and jaw and face. Let any tightness go. So make sure that your jaw is relaxed, not clenched, although your mouth is closed. And let your facial muscles relax. So be aware that your physical position is firm, but also at ease. So having prepared our body, now we'll prepare our mind by cultivating our motivation. So for a moment, just ask yourself, why did I come here? What was my motivation for coming here? What did I want to get out of this? Whatever your motivation initially was, let's try to build upon that. And think that through our meditation, we want to learn about ourselves so that we can let go of our faults and enhance our good qualities. And we want to do that not just for our own well-being and happiness, but because we live in a world where we're totally interdependent with everybody else, by improving ourselves, becoming more compassionate and wiser ourselves, then through the ripple effect, we'll be able to have a good effect, create good influence on the people around us, and make a positive contribution to society, and even to the spiritual practice and enlightenment of all beings. So generate that compassionate and very broad-minded motivation for doing the meditation. And now we'll start the actual breathing meditation. So become aware of your breath. And be aware of all the things that go on as you inhale. All the various sensations as you exhale. If there's a natural pause between one breath and the next, be aware of what's going on then. So just be mindful of your breath in this way. If you get distracted, just notice that you're thinking or hearing something, but don't get involved in it. Instead, bring your attention back to the breath. So your breath is like home. Sometimes your attention may wander away, but when you notice that, you come home to your breath again. And really be aware of the in-breath and the out-breath. So we'll have maybe 15 or 20 minutes of silence now so that we can really get into this and experience it ourselves. And remember while you're breathing to let yourself be satisfied and content just to sit here and breathe. So really enjoy being here and breathing.